Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for July 21st, 2020. We've got, it's an ebb and a flow right now, and right now we're ebbing, I think. So, going to be a succinct episode. Let's just get into it. Let's get into TV streaming. So we have one quick follow-up piece. We talked about Cobra Kai a few weeks ago and how they are leaving YouTube. They're the last YouTube original scripted program, and they are no longer a YouTube original scripted program. They were going to the highest bidder, effectively. Well, it seems that highest bidder was Netflix, and we finally got a release date. August 28th is the release date for seasons 1 and 2. Still no word as to when we're going to be seeing season 3, though very likely that will be next year, as they previously stated was the plan, or as we previously discussed was potentially the plan, because they haven't made an official statement as to what they're looking at for season 3, because COVID's got everything a little crazy. So that's our follow-ups. Now let's get into the actual news. We have two pieces. First of those two pieces is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. This one's real quick. We have just, it's delayed. This is going to be a recurring theme for the episode, and very likely for episodes to come, but Falcon and the Winter Soldier has been indefinitely delayed. There are no new release dates for it just yet, because presumably they still have a little bit to finish filming. They had approximately 1 to 2 episodes that had not been entirely filmed when they had to shut down production, and they have not yet gone back to production, and they don't know when they're going to get back to production, so can't really give us a release date for something that's not finished yet. So as that develops, we will be following up on it. Next is a kind of a similar situation, but in reverse. SNL is doing their damnedest to come back to TV screens. And Lorne Michaels is working very closely with the upper-ups at CBS, or NBC rather, in order to facilitate things, in order to make cast members as comfortable as possible. It'll be very interesting to see the situation when they do go back to the studio, because I can only imagine it's going to be very, very soon. A lot of shows are in production. They are just doing a whole lot of distancing, and there's not live audience anymore, and so on and so forth. So it'll be really interesting to see if they've learned anything from their time away and if it becomes funny again. But that really is all we have in TV streaming. So let's get into movie news. Movie news is equally as short. We have first Spider-Man 3. There has been an update from Tom Holland himself. He posted a picture from the set of the Uncharted movie, talking about how they're in the middle of production there, but then also said that they plan on being done with filming, with primary photography, for Spider-Man 3 as of February. So sometime February 2021 is apparently the planned wrap date for Spider-Man 3, which sounds pretty freaking awesome, but we don't know where they're shooting it, so we don't know if that's going to maintain or if they're going to have to push that back because things are closing down. So that's all we've got on that one. And then our final piece is Tenet. This one's technically a follow-up, so I probably should have done it at the beginning of the section, but whatever. Tenet has been moved again. It is no longer being released in August. Now it's being released eventually. No official release date has been rescheduled for this movie. It sounds like they want a lot of security when they come out of the gate with this movie, because they have to make almost $1 billion to be profitable. Being as it's Christopher Nolan, I don't think that's going to be an issue, but until they can get a guaranteed opening date for movie theaters, I very highly doubt we will be seeing a release date for Tenet. I feel like the opening of theaters has to happen first, and then Legendary and WB will be like, okay, now we'll release Tenet on this day. That being said, it also looks like it could be released overseas in less COVID-heavy areas then before it gets released stateside. So if that happens, then they've got a lot of piracy to deal with, because people in lesser well-off countries are definitely a little more prone to pirating things and putting them up on the internets for the world to download and steal. So it'd be very interesting to see how this plays out and how they plan on combating the piracy and how they're going to move forward once theaters finally do start to reopen. So that's what we've got for movies, guys. And rumor mill. All right, so we've got a couple of things. first up, this is technically a rumor because it is not coming from any of the production companies involved, but James Bond, No Time to Die, does sound like they're going to be pushing back the release date for this movie again. It's going to be next summer, according to the rumor. Until this is confirmed by the studio, we will be filing it under rumor mill. Next, we are talking about more Deadpool 3 rumors. First up is that apparently, Feige really wants this to be a PG-13 movie, and because it's not a property that he has birthed, if you will, into the MCU, it is something he is adopting. He is trying to do what he can to make sure that he has some sort of stamp on this property, and apparently that stamp is a PG-13 rating. It is possible for this to happen, though probably not the greatest move, I would say. But I guess only time will tell. Feige's not a stupid guy, but it does sound like he's very rigid, I guess is a good word for that. Also, as part of this is a kind of a tack on to previous rumors for Deadpool 3 as well. It sounds like this movie is going to be something of an alternate origin story for the character. Again, we got more rumors tying it to the Weapon X program as far as that origin goes, so it'll be more like the comic books. So, I mean, it's a win. That's totally a win. Because it's Deadpool, if it was any other character, I feel like it would be a little bit more of a tightrope to walk. But because it's Deadpool, it's more like a line in the parking lot you're just trying to keep your feet on. So, I honestly feel like both of these rumors are very potentially true, just based off of the things we've been hearing about how Feige does business and based off of the things we know about the MCU and how it functions. It makes sense that both of these things would be Feige stamps of approval, and then maybe he would be okay with his new adopted son. Who knows? But that's all we've got. We're moving over to Good Omens is the next set of rumors, and we have season 2 is rumored to be in early stages of production, not into photography yet. That would be something that we would put in the news. This is still rumor because the only places we're hearing from it are not from the studio. Granted, we have heard from Neil Gaiman saying that it's going to be great, but he hasn't said that it's actually being done, nor has he said that it's been picked up for a season 2. This is just theoretical. That is why it is in rumors, and we're moving on. Next, we're talking again about The Walking Dead, but this time it's not comic books. We are talking about the series, and apparently season 12 is going to see the return of Michonne as a regular character in the series. This one, no reason to believe this is not the case, because, yeah, Danai Gurira is a great actress, and honestly, right now I feel like everyone's trying to just get any work they can, and what better work to get than on The Walking Dead when you already have a very limited cast and such because of the nature of the show. That just sounds, all of the things are adding up to say that yes, this is actually going to happen. That's what we've got on that one. Next, we're talking about Ben Affleck returning as Batman. We have more rumors there. New rumors have it that Ben Affleck will not only be returning for the Snyder Cut, but also will be returning in the Flashpoint movie, in which he is supposedly going to be meeting Michael Keaton's Batman. So there will be that. But then that is also setting up the HBO Max series that we've discussed previously in rumors. So all of these rumors are very, very tightly correlated. So if this is the case, I think this is a great way to do this. There's plenty of evidence that kind of seems to suggest that this is actually going to be a thing. Ben Affleck is getting back into shape. Yeah, you know, he wants to, there's word that he wants to take another stab at the character because of all of the personal issues he had around about the time he was portraying Bruce Wayne, Batman, the first time. So now he kind of wants to take another stab at this character and feel better about it. That makes sense. But we don't know any of these things for sure because none of them have come from Affleck himself or from Warner Brothers or from DC. So it's really, do you want to believe the source or do you want to wait and hear it officially from the horse's mouth, as it were? So I would give this one probably about a 50-50. Next, we've got a couple of recurring themes for the episode, and this one is... rumored sequels and or continuations. This is The Old Guard is being rumored to be getting a second movie. It's doing super well. Netflix does like to throw money at things, so there's no reason to not think this rumor is true. That's what we've got on that one. Next is Miles Morales. We've got a couple of rumors that are saying he's going to make cameo appearances in the MCU in phase four? Yeah, phase four. Captain Marvel 2 and Spider-Man 3 both are reportedly going to see Miles Morales, but it is not going to be Miles Morales Spider-Man. It's just going to be the kid, Miles Morales, before he gets any of the spider powers. How they're going to tie that into the MCU, or if they're going to tie that into the MCU, or if it's just going to be a fun little Easter egg thing, still very much remains to be seen. I don't see why they would have Miles in the background if they're not going to eventually bring him to the foreground. But that seems really convoluted. They already have this thing going over on Sony. I realize Sony is not MCU, but MCU does get some money from the Sony profits and such because it is still a Marvel character. So, I don't know. I want to say it's about 50-50, but I really feel like it's less likely. So we're going to go about 30% likelihood with this guy. Next, we're talking about, again, this is similar, but not the same. The Game of Thrones continuation, House of the Dragon, is reportedly in the casting phase. Again, no official announcement has been made. We have not seen any actual casting calls to confirm this, so it is not news. It is still rumor. I've said that a few times. I'm not going to say it again. We're going to end on a video game rumor. So our final rumor for the episode has to do with Mortal Kombat 11. Yeah, my bread and butter, baby. All right, so we got a couple of leaks. We have a quote-unquote leaker on Reddit who claims to work for Warner Brothers, leaking some things. Then we have some other screenshots and things that are seeming to show that we are going to be seeing in the next combat pack for Mortal Kombat 11, we're going to be seeing Cyrax, Sektor, Smoke, Ashra, Havoc, Michael Myers, Harley Quinn, and Ash Williams, all coming to Combat Pack 3 is what they're going to be calling it. Actually, the Cyrax and Sektor are not going to be part of the DLC that is Combat Pack 3. They are reportedly going to be released for everyone who owns Mortal Kombat Aftermath, Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath. If you already bought the expansion, then reportedly you are going to be getting Cyrax and Sektor as playable characters, or also presumably down the road, you will be able to download them individually. So, likelihood of all of these characters coming to pass. We already know Cyrax and Sektor are going to be playable in the game. Ed Boon has said, in no uncertain terms, that if a character makes an appearance in story mode, they will be a playable character in the game. He said that after the debacle that was story mode for Mortal Kombat X. Going forward, if they appear in story mode, they're going to be playable. That's just how it is. So Cyrax and Sektor, absolutely, those guys are going to be in the game. Havoc, maybe. I feel like he is one of the more potential characters from the 3D era that's going to be appearing in the game. I did no real reason aside from the fact that he was in the Mortal Kombat X comic book, and he played such a predominant role in that story, and then he wasn't in the Mortal Kombat X game. It only serves stands to reason that he would be in Mortal Kombat 11. So there's that. Ashra, I feel like, is a weak stab. That one comes directly from the leaker, quote unquote, who claims to work for Warner Brothers. So it has a little bit of weight. I just don't see why they would choose a relatively unpopular character. Smoke, kind of in the same boat as Ashra, but he's a very popular character, and actually fan outcry for Smoke has been almost as loud as fan outcry for Melina, so yeah, maybe that one. Michael Myers, I doubt it. I don't know if Warner Brothers has the rights for Michael Myers. If they do, then it's a little bit more likely, but I just don't think they do. I can't remember who has the rights for him, because I didn't put it in my notes, because I take great notes. And then Harley Quinn, I absolutely don't think Harley Quinn is going to be in this game. We've got one DC crossover, getting two in this game, very not likely. If we see DC crossovers in Mortal Kombat 12, then very probable we'll get two, because if you look at the Injustice system, in the first Injustice game, we got the Scorpion crossover, and the second Injustice game is when we had two Mortal Kombat crossovers, Sub-Zero and Raiden. So if we follow that model, this is the first time DC has crossed over into Mortal Kombat, so Joker is our one guy for this game. If they continue the trend, then in the next game we very probably will get two crossovers, but not this time. So Harley Quinn is completely out, and Ash Williams, I'm sitting at a quarter percent, quarter of a percent, no, a quarter, so 25% likelihood that he will come back to the code. We already saw that he was in there from data miners, and then they removed him. He has not yet made a return in the data mine project, so I don't think, and Bruce Campbell has straight up said that he's not going to be doing any projects for Ash Williams anytime soon. So there's that. That one, I don't know. I really don't know. And then the leaked Raiden skin is also technically rumor, but it sounds like that one is going to be legit as well. Free for all Aftermath download owners. And yeah, that's all we've got for rumors, guys. And that does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject, and then subscribe on your favorite platform of choice. Or if you want to go deeper into the full news show, then you can join me over my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds. We'll see you next time.